T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He is Cody Toppert, the newest University of Memphis basketball assistant coach. He's a graduate of Cornell, and he also has a real estate license. He joins us now. Coach Toppert, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, welcome to Memphis. How's it been?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I mean, the people have been amazing, just kind of getting a good feel for the city. And I'm really excited to get started. So, I mean, it's just been an incredible atmosphere thus far and just excited for what the future holds.
When you step off the plane and you're in the city of Memphis, what is the first thing that you notice about it? Like, I'm just curious, from a, you know, an out-of-towner who now lives here, like, what's the first thing you notice about the city of Memphis?
Well, I'm coming from the desert, so I'm noticing a lot of green. I really see a lot of green. All the trees, man. It's a different deal. I'm used to just brown and cacti.
Well, just wait, the humidity. Wait until the humidity hits. You'll feel right at home. So how did it evolve, you ending up at the University of Memphis? Just give us a little bit of background on how it all developed and how you're now on staff at Memphis.
Yeah, no, this wasn't even on my radar. I took a vacation with my wife and was literally heading back to my house to see my kids and got a call asking if I'd be interested in talking with Penny about a spot on his staff. And, you know, definitely said I'd be interested in discussing that without question. And, you know, things kind of progressed from there. And, you know, a couple of days later, I was, I was visiting and we were talking a little bit more in depth. And, you know, a few days after that, it seemed like it was going to be the right decision. And you know, lucky enough for me that Penny thought I was the guy for the job as well. So it just kind of came together. Really, it was a perfect storm. Pretty cool to not really even have this on my radar and now be here a part of the program in the fold.
What did I'm curious. I'm sure you can't tell us everything, but in terms of the things that Penny told you wanted, what was that talk like? What does Penny want for that position that you're obviously so equipped to do?
Yeah, I mean, at this level, obviously, you've got to be able to do multiple things. So I think you saw my versatility as being a strength, but, you know, I've cut my teeth in the basketball world on helping guys get better and improve. And, you know, obviously, with the talent that we have here right now, the opportunity is there, and bringing them together to be a cohesive unit is going to be important. But getting them better every day and working with them on the development aspect, I think, is something that Penny really liked. And you know, when you kind of look at it too, I think my G League background is interesting because you know, when you're coaching a G League team, you've got guys from all different walks of life, and everybody. The big joke is, what does the G League and prison have in common? And that is that everybody wants out, right? So. Because of that, you've got to take guys with all these individual agendas and kind of bring them together. So I've got experience kind of doing that in a short amount of time. And, you know, I think those are the two things that probably stood out.
Yeah. You were with the Suns most recently last season. And I think in terms of what Penny was trying to do, he told us on the show that he wanted another NBA type of guy who can help and develop. And I think that's obviously, you know, you fit that bill. What are the responsibilities? I mean, I know they're different in some ways, but are they in many ways the same in terms of what you were doing with the Suns and that carrying over to the Tigers now?
Yeah, I think, you know, me and Penny kind of see development the same way, and Mike and Tony, the whole staff, like, we kind of see it from the same perspective, right? So there's skills development, there's conceptual development, there's decision-making development, and so the way I see it with this incredibly talented group, you know, these guys are ready for that type of high-level player development for sure, and, you know, we've already kind of started doing it. We're two practices in, and I think the guys are picking up on it quick. We've got talented guys who are motivated, and who, you know, obviously have that understanding of what this program is aspiring to be about, to the level that it's trying to get back to. You know, I think that they're bought in. So from that perspective, it's kind of the perfect storm as well, where we're already seeing some improvement from practice one to practice two, and we see development, how it kind of intertwines with what we're going to do offensively, how we're going to play, our style, and everything like that.
Coach, I got to ask you, how close attention, I mean, you're in the NBA, so I got to imagine it was limited, but how much did you know already about what was going on at Memphis in terms of who they were recruiting, that kind of thing, and how much of it when you get here is holy cow. I mean, they've got the you're coming to a situation where they've got the number one recruiting class in the nation. I imagine that raises some eyes right there. Like, how much did you know beforehand already?
Yeah, well, you know, 82 games comes at you pretty fast. So during the NBA season, obviously, I'm locked in on all that type of stuff. You know, for every scout game, you know, I'm watching five of the opponent's game and really getting locked in on that. And so there wasn't a whole lot of time to really get an understanding of kind of what the landscape was and how the tide was turning, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so for me, I didn't really have a understanding or grasp until, you know, I was a day before I was about to come out here to visit with Penny. And so, you know, as I kind of did my research on it, I just continued to be more impressed and more impressed before I even stepped foot out here. And, you know, to be quite honest, this was the only college job that I would have taken. So, you know, this is, and it's a blessing to be here, and I'm really excited.
Well, I imagine, is it because of the facilities? Is it because the unique opportunity sort of with the roster and, you know, how gifted it is? Is it a combination of all of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with Penny. I think it starts with his vision. I think it starts with, you know, his love for the game of basketball, which definitely stood out to me. You know, the amount of thoughtful questions that he was asking me during the interview process to me showed that he really is taking great pride in selecting the type of pieces for his program that are going to make this thing really go. So I think for sure it starts at the top with him. There's no question. And then you kind of go down the list, right? So the infrastructure's here. The facilities are here. You know, if you're a basketball player, you know, you can get better by accident in this building, I'll tell you that much. And if you put in some serious time and some dedication, then you're going to see a tremendous acceleration and growth. And, you know, when you look at the third aspect of it, the players that are already here and the players that are coming in and what we have to work with, I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, that's really the trifecta right there. And you know, obviously you've got Tony Matlock, who I have a relationship with, you know, from my days coaching prep school. And then you've also got, you know, Mike Miller. And, you know, again, it's a great staff. And I think we've got an opportunity to do some great things. And so we just got to get in the gym and we got to work every day diligently to make sure that we're ready to play at our best when it matters most.
We are, of course, talking to new Memphis basketball assistant coach Cody Toppert here on Jason and John. You mentioned two practices in. I know that there are some things you probably would like to keep close to the vest. But from a general sense, how does the team look? I mean, obviously so many expectations for this group. What have you seen early on?
Well, I mean, we know we've got talent. We know we've got length, versatility, speed, athleticism, those types of qualities. I think an underrated aspect is kind of what I've noticed is feel for the game. So, you know, a lot of times when you get high-level athletes, you know, you get the kind of the bull in a china shop aspect of it, right, or the one speed, right, play fast, fast, fast. And the truly great players are able to understand when to slow down and how to have pace. And that's the one thing I've noticed about our guys is that their feel for the game, just two practices in, tells me that, you know, they obviously already have, you know, a solid foundation in what they're doing, and kind of their openness and willingness to learn has been great. Their eagerness to learn. So, you know, those two things kind of just give you a solid platform to build on. And I think that's what we'll try to do daily.
Did you work with Joe Jackson back in the day, Coach?
I did. Yes. I had Joe Jackson right when he was coming out of school preparing for the NBA draft.
How about him and how close he was, Coach? Because I remember then I was covering the Tigers for the newspaper here then. I remember him talking about going to Elevate, I want to say, back in the day, working with you, how much he was looking forward to it. How close was Joe? It's a conversation we've always had. He had the work ethic, didn't he, Coach?
I mean, yeah, that was Joe loved basketball. Yep. Joe had the physical traits. He had all those types of qualities. He had a killer instinct about him, incredible athlete, a lot of good length. And, you know, his career got off to a solid start. I mean, he had a great season in the G League with the Bakersfield Jam.
Yep.
And, you know, summer leagues. And I think he was trending in the right direction. And, you know, I think it's for a lot of guys, right, the difference between the guys who are in the G League or the guys who are just completely out of it altogether or the guys who make a roster, it's always a sliver, right? It's a sliver mm-hmm. of a difference between the guys who are not playing and sitting on the couch, the guys who are in the G League or high-level, you know, European basketball, and it's a sliver between them and the guys who make the roster. It's a sliver between the roster guys and those who get in the rotation. It's a sliver between those guys and starters, And then the way I look at it is, then there's these star players, and they're just so much better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So the gap doesn't get really significant until you're looking at the elite of the elite, the Kawhi Leonards, the Steph Currys, the James Hardens, yeah. those types of guys. And everybody else is kind of just this bunch. And it's like you're missing one thing. Maybe it's IQ. Maybe it's discipline. Maybe it's discipline off the court. You know, those types of things. And you know, for Joe, I think he left a little on the table because he had the talent for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy, and I really enjoyed working with him.
If you can, how far does it go back? The first time that a guy that specializes in development like you gets a taste of it, sees it, right? Sees a guy improve because of the work you've done with him. The moment you knew, or maybe it was more obviously could be moments put together, but how young were you? When was it that you said, okay, this is something I'm good at and something I want to do? Do you remember?
Well, the funny thing is, right, the one thing you'll notice about me, right, we'll talk about things about all these different guys, athleticism and length and this and that. I had none of those things. So, you know, for me, you know, the way I look at it, right, is a player has a maximum level of potential that they can reach,
okay.
right?
Yep.
And some guys, they leave something on the table, right? They're never able to really become the best player that they can be. Some guys get to that level, and some guys exceed that level. And the higher level your natural talent and athletic abilities and all that stuff is, right now you say you meet work ethic with extreme talent, you've got like the LeBron James level guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's just different levels to that. So for me, you know, I probably exceeded what my talent level was, and that was through my work ethic.
Work.
I mean, when I was in Germany, you know, I was taking other guys to the gym and, you know, putting together workouts and kind of leading myself and some of my teammates through drills before
gotcha.
Practice, yeah. after practice, that type of stuff. But to be honest with you, my wife, Brittany, is the one who really pushed me and said, you know, you have a talent for this, and you care about people and you want to help people get better. And so she's the one that kind of pressed me even more forward into this realm. And once I got a taste of helping kids out
mm-hmm.
At the prep school level, and then, you know, helping people realize their dreams of getting an NBA, change circumstances for them and their families. I mean, I just really just kind of got it. It was super rewarding, and I just loved it.
I'm with you.
We are, of course, talking to Cody Topper, new University of Memphis basketball assistant coach here on the show. Now, as you know, Memphis has the number one recruiting class, Coach, and that means they expect to have the number one recruiting class every year for the rest of time. So recruiting is such a big part of the job. How do you view that side of it, you know, as an assistant coach, the recruiting side of it? How do you view that responsibility?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, and this is true at any level of basketball, right? The players are the ones that are going to pull the train, right? So, if it's going to go far, right, you got to have some guys who are talented, and you know, players win basketball games. Coaches try to help prepare them for those crunch time moments, and it's very important that you know we continue to build on the momentum that Penny has built here, and all the guys that him. Mike and Tony have brought in, and I think that what we do this year will obviously continue to help, you know, help mm-hmm. us sell the program. And I think on top of that, you know, it's the funny thing is there's this interesting kind of, you know, community of player development guys now, and so you know, player development guys are, you know, the top players in the country now. They have all got player development trainers,
yep.
skilled trainers, and. You know, so I'm kind of intertwined in that community very well. I've got grassroots, you know, relationships as well that you know, the word wasn't out very long and people were already reaching out to me. So hopefully I can help continue the momentum and help continue to bring in talent.
All right, we've talked about your extensive resume here on this show. So we got to break it down. So I'm just looking on your website right now. You've got a Arizona Department of Real Estate license. Why do you have that?
Well, you know, it's
Why
one of those
not?
Things, right? You don't know what you don't know, right? And then, you know, I have a desire to learn, right?
That's
so,
an Ivy League thing.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm going, I don't know about all that because admissions can make a mistake, but I'll tell you this much, right? Right now I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to live and going through all that stuff. And the stuff that I learned at that class, right? I took the 1 week boot camp, just got the license. I mean, the stuff that I learned at that class, definitely has helped me in my real estate, you know, the aspect of that, you know, especially when you're moving a lot. And I'm a professional mover, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we're not done. Hold on, there's more. Through 2008 and 2009, you were a financial services associate at Prudential Financial in Arizona. Was there a point where you were just prepared, like, to not be in basketball if that was the way it went? That's how it looks to me. Is that how it was?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is, right, when you're a basketball player, your whole identity is associated with the game of basketball.
Yes.
Right. And at some point in time, every player, there's an expiration date on everybody's career.
Yeah, man.
Right. It's like your milk in your refrigerator. Right. There's a date. At some point in time, it's going sour. You're going to have to chuck it. Right. Mm-hmm. So some people are lucky enough to be able to extend their careers and push that expiration date back. I was one of those guys. But no matter what, when you're coming to the end of your career, you've got to start preparing for what's next. Yeah. Life after basketball. What is it going to be? And to me, obviously there's no guarantees that you're going to have the opportunity to coach at a school like Memphis and be a part of this program, right? And so, I think what I was definitely trying to do was, one, continue further my education that's going to help me, with my financial, my finances moving forward, whatever that is, stocks, bonds, whatever, all that type of stuff. Having a better understanding of it can only help me and my family. But then, two, you don't know, right? Am I going to remain in basketball? There's always question marks.
Mm-hmm.
And, wanting to is one thing and being able to is another thing.
Yeah, no, it's certainly interesting. Well, welcome to Memphis, Cody. We look forward to working with you. And, it's going to be fun. Should be fun, man. Appreciate the time,
Thank
as always.
Thank you for this, Coach.
Hey, my pleasure, fellas. Yeah, it's going to be a great ride, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yes, sir. He is Cody Toppert, new University of Memphis basketball assistant coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.